Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this January 24th, 2023. 24. I knew I was going to do that. I was looking at a 23 on here, and it threw me. welcome to the show, everybody, in the new year. You got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, we're going to talk with our friend Ann Lepek, and possibly some other guests will join us from the ODC. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel. Lance, always good to see you.
Thanks, James. Always great to be here.
And thank you for bringing a friend with you.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. She'll introduce that, but we brought Tiffany Ringer, who's our Register of Deeds. Great Register of Deeds, highly respected throughout the state. In fact, we talked about this about a month ago. She's the president of her organization at a statewide level. So not only brings local knowledge, but those cutting-edge things that are happening around the state in regard to Register of Deeds. So Tiffany has a lot to tell you, so I'm going to shut up and let you guys talk.
I do need you for one more second, Lance, because I do want to thank you. You do a great job. This time you could spend on a lot of different things, but you bring in guests all the time from our Wood County Health Department, from our City Hall and all that, that I think a lot of our audience doesn't get the chance to meet people like Tiffany very often. I appreciate you doing that, man. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have some highly talented department heads. Tiffany's a little different in the fact that she's a department head, but she's also an elected official.
Yeah.
So I'd love to take credit for hiring her. We recommended that, but sure. But she's done this on her own.
Right. Tiffany, thank you very much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, James, and Good. Thank you, Lance.
Yeah. Tiffany, before we dive into a couple of things as regarding deeds that are pretty noteworthy, I think, for our community, I just want to get to know you just a little bit. How did you get into this world? How did you get into doing this kind of work?
So I started out with Wood County in the Wood County Child Support Agency. Mm-hmm. Absolutely loved my job. And when I found out my predecessor, Susan Ginter, was retiring, I was like, hey, let's take on a new challenge. And I was really excited. I love to be involved legislatively, so it worked out really well for me.
When it comes to being in charge of Register of Deeds, that's something we haven't paid a whole lot of attention to, I think, as a society, as a group. Like, this is one of those things that is kind of in the gray area a bit. What are some of the things that you cover in a job like that?
So my office is responsible for recording all land records. We are the keeper of the records. We also produce all vital records for the county. So people are with us for their entire life, birth, marriage, death, divorce, and we also house the DD-214s.
Mm-hmm. Really important work.
Yes.
Like very important work. That's and part of the reason I brought up before that about it being a gray area, because we kind of normalize things in society. The more we use them, the more we get used to them and everything. But it's really important work that you're doing over there, especially when we look at some of the things that we have had to deal with in recent years. One thing that we certainly wanted to note was the home deed theft, and talk about that a little bit with you. So let's start right there, if you don't mind, Tiffany. What is home deed theft, and what do our listeners need to be aware of when it comes to that?
Yeah, James. So this is something that's out there that not everybody is really aware of. Mm-hmm. And you do hear those commercials a lot with the title lock. And that does offer the same service as something that the county can offer. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about signing up through our county, which I'll go into here, is it's free. Mm-hmm. So this is incorporated into my software cost already. Mm-hmm. So folks in Wood County can just contact my office or go to our website and sign up. What happens when you sign up? If a document is recorded in your name, so somebody records something for Tiffany Ringer, and instantly, within 24 hours, I can choose to receive an alert with a text message, a phone call, or an email. And it's a real person calling you too. So it's coming over from Iowa. That's her software company. Mm-hmm. And so it is a real person. And if you would not answer, they will call three times and they actually leave a voicemail.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's super convenient. And you know, a lot of times you're like, oh, another telemarketer. No, it's not. You can actually listen to the voicemail and then be like, oh, something happened. The threat out there is when these folks record something, a deed, let's say of a second home that you may have, and this is happening a lot with those people that may have a second home in Florida or Arizona for the winter, right? They're not here monitoring their home for 5-6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, they can come back and somebody's in their house.
Yeah.
And not even know it. The situation becomes extremely stressful, and this is happening more for maybe some folks that are a little older that aren't paying attention to both properties. and who wants to? You're away enjoying life, and you're not. So the scenario then involves this criminal filing this bogus deed. And there's nothing we can do about it. The deed comes to my office. It's in recordable format. It has all the right signatures. Now what do? We record it. Obviously, if we sense something's wrong, we can catch it. But we don't always know that right away. Right. These criminals are becoming incredible at this crime. After this deed's recorded, they then go and immediately take out a mortgage. Mm. And when they do this, they're running away with that cash and right away, and it's too late. So when you sign up for this property fraud alert, that is free. Once we notify you of something being recorded, those people can contact my office right away and say, hey, something was just recorded. What was it? And we can look it up, tell them right away. If it is something that is in fact fraudulent, I get them to the sheriff's department right away and they can help them out and move forward.
The interesting part, if I may, is I was not aware of this, and I'm in the courthouse every day. I knew the program existed, and I just assumed I was signed up. And Tiffany goes, you're not. There's a lot of department heads tell me that. So she sits down, and I said, well, you know, is it fairly complicated? And she kind of turned her computer screen and said, let's do it while you sit here. And I'm not exaggerating. It took a minute. I would encourage the people out there to listen to what Tiffany just said and make sure you sign up.
Well, you had me at free. You had me at the information you just gave. Man, that seems very vital, very important, especially if you are a homeowner nowadays. It's almost like vital to have this, it feels like. And it also feels very similar to identity theft. Are they similar? Are there parallels there?
It's close. I mean, because you are having these criminals sign your name. So they are pretending to be you. And typically they have a friend that's a notary. And then in that case, they're notarizing the signature, obviously illegally. And how would I know? I mean, it's a notary. There's no possible way to know.
Tiffany, you touched on this a little bit, I think, just to dive a little deeper into it. Who are the most susceptible to this?
People with second homes and people with vacant land. So if you own 40 acres somewhere, for example, and your home is somewhere else, or that's your hunting land, or, you know, just some examples, you might not be there every day. And so you wouldn't even know. And there have been cases where folks do this deed, the criminals, and then they go and build a house on the property and sell it. Well, now they're making money, and now there's two titles of this property. So I rely really heavily on my business partners, title companies, realtors. We really do, because they're the ones that are sitting there with those signatures. And I'm so grateful for the relationships we have in Wood County. We have not had a case in Wood County, so that's great news. I have received calls from customers that have registered for this saying, hey, something was recorded. What was it? And then I let them know, and they're like, oh, I did do that. You know, or you forget. You paid off your mortgage, so your satisfaction was recorded. You forget, right? It's been a really positive experience, and I'm really grateful that people reach out. I had the opportunity to present this to the Towns Association in Wood County, which was very well received, and we had a huge influx of people signing up for it after that. So hopefully the word keeps spreading.
And we're going to do our best to help with that.
Thank you.
And that includes you listeners out there. You've got homework. Spread the word about this. Spread the word. We all know word of mouth goes farther than any medium can ever reach. Tiffany, when it comes to this, you mentioned that we haven't had any cases of this in Wood County, and you're seeing some positive feedback from this. So we're seeing some good numbers of people signing up for this?
Yes, it's growing every time, and it makes me happy because it is out there, and it's already incorporated into our costs, so let's utilize it as much as we possibly can.
We'd love to get every bit of our money's worth out of things, and this is one way to do that. I mean, make sure to do that, everybody. And if people have follow-up questions, we'll give you Tiffany's information before we wrap up today. But is there anything else you want to touch on this subject in particular?
One other thing. We've also had people sign up for, let's talk about those people that have second homes in Florida. Their children will sign up for them. So you get that alert. They're already in Florida enjoying their summer or winter. Lucky them. And so then their children are back here watching their property for them. So you certainly can enter your phone number in for somebody else's name just to make sure that alert is being heard.
Does that work for non-relatives? Because we know a lot of our, what we call them, snowbirds, or what, the people that leave for the winter or what have you. I always forget what that term is, because I've never done that. So I don't know what that term is. But for sometimes we have a neighbor watching the home or something like that. Are they able to help with that?
Sure can. So if you were watching my home, you know, you would enter my name, Tiffany Ringer, and then put your cell phone number down or your email, and then you would get the alert.
It feels very flexible. It feels very, you know, user friendly, if you will, to whoever is needing these services.
Yeah, and as Lance has stated, it's very fast.
Yeah.
And I have no problem coming somewhere. If somebody has a group that you need signed up, give me a call, let me know. I can certainly bring a laptop and get people signed up, or call my office, or there's so many ways to do it. We can make it happen.
And I love what you said about the communication part of that. I appreciate that. Lance does this all the time, too. Kind of gives us a look behind the curtain. The community appreciates that. The community really appreciates the clear and transparency of the conversations we have. And hearing that, it makes us also feel stronger about our community. Hearing that these people are talking, this person and this person is talking, this organization and this organization is sharing information. We're stronger from that, and we're able to prevent these things. And hopefully we keep that number at zero for our Wood County here.
Yeah, I hope so. I did reach out to my district. It has happened in surrounding counties. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to think that it's not happening in Wisconsin. It is. It's unfortunate, but it is. And I wish I could prevent it. I can't, but at least I can alert you.
Yeah, and we all, we're all adults. We understand the importance of insurance. Hopefully you never have to use it, but you want it there. You want it there if you need it. That is this to the definition, like, hopefully.
I didn't mean to. Do you have another question on this? I wanted to make sure that you touch on to what those, everybody thinks the registered deeds office, it says deeds, but she talked about the vital records. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to make sure before we run out of time at some point is what they need to bring, what they need to do when they come into your office looking for specific records, whether that be marriage licenses, death certificates. Sorry about that. I always wanted to be a radio host.
And you take your chance. You take your shot, Lance. You take your shot.
That's it. I'll shut up the rest.
No, it's fine. It's fine, Lance. Go ahead, Nan. I'm sorry, Tiffany. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for asking, Lance.
That's a good question. It's a good question.
When you come to the office for a vital record, we've actually upgraded those services, and you can get your vital record online. If you go to my website, it's out there to order. There's several different options as we use different vendors for that service. You can have it overnighted, or you can have normal general mail. We cannot email, fax, that's not allowed, but we can certainly get that vital record to you without you having to come to the office, if that works best for you. So the cost for a vital record is $20 for the first copy, and then $3 for each additional every time you come back. Okay. So we always encourage, get as many copies as you think you're going to need right away. We need a valid ID, and if you don't have a valid ID, that all happened during COVID with the expiring of driver's license. We do accept two pieces of mail to show who you are as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Good question, Lance. Good question.
They have me here for some reason.
There's a couple reasons. There's a couple. We wanted to get into new services that you guys are offering over there, too, and just dive a little bit more into that. We've kind of touched on it a little bit here. What are some other new services that you guys are offering over there?
So, we're doing the vital records online.
Yeah.
And we are always looking to improve our indexing. So right now, a huge project in our office is to get our certified survey maps available for searching by number. Because when you're in that field, the title company is trying to help them out a little bit. It's difficult for them. It takes more time to call my office and say, what's that document number? I want to make it more efficient. So the goal is to be able to just search by that CSM that's located in that legal description, and you're able to find everything you can. Now, that being said, obviously the manpower that would be needed is huge. So it is going to be a project that'll take us a while, but we'll get there.
Very cool. And are there other things in the works, other things you guys are working on? I don't need details necessarily, but just that you guys are, you know, you and your team are kind of thinking of other ways to improve the department.
Well, our main priority is always customer service. That is so important to me. My staff knows that. They're representing the office, they're representing the county. We're there to serve the county, and that is a huge priority. So we are always looking for a way to be more efficient. Any way I welcome any phone calls from anybody saying, hey, what if you try this? Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about it. What else can we do? I'm there to serve the people of Wood County. So they elected me to do so, and I will.
Lance, I see why you brought Tiffany on.
She's obviously great interview and great on camera with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's always smiling. But the interesting part, I think, that is most people don't know everything that occurs within a courthouse, mm-hmm. and the size and the scope of what is just done in Tiffany's office, in the Registered Deeds office. I mean, this is a giant vault, mm-hmm. with records that go back to, how far back do we go?
Oh, 18 my goodness, what? Forever. Yeah, it's so far back.
And we have taken the time to turn some of those into a digital format, mm-hmm. but the cost to do that, as Tiffany said, not only the time, but the cost is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go in there, and I don't know what the oldest record I've ever looked at, but when I look at some of this old stuff, I'm into the mid-1800s, and I really don't know how far back it goes. But there's a lot of books, a lot of information, and Tiffany and her staff, they're the safekeepers of all this.
Yeah. Tiffany, how big of a staff do you have over there?
I have 4 staff.
Okay. Just for the rest of us to put that in perspective with what Lance is saying and everything, that is impressive, the work that you and your team do.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we could always use more, but would be too much of a burden on the taxpayer, but we can get it done.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that gusto of you and everything in your team. It's tough, too, because usually when this kind of conversation comes up and we could, you know, manpower and that, volunteers. We can't really have volunteers for something like this. So I appreciate the hard work that you guys do on this subject, and especially with everything we were talking about before about the rise of theft of deeds and things like that. It's that much more important that we have good people behind there, and appreciate the work that you're doing. When I was doing a little bit of homework for this interview, I was thinking about the job itself. And how long have you been doing this again, Tiffany?
I've been doing it for a little over 6 years.
Okay, so for a while here, a good amount of time. How much has technology affected your job? Because reading about people that used to do deeds and such, like even 20 years ago, it seems like a completely different world.
It's funny that you asked that, James, because I was just talking to Lance about it before we walked in
really?
Here. Legislation is changing every day. Mm. To keep up with that has been a challenge, but I'm so grateful to the county board for being supportive and working with me all the time, making sure that we do have the things that we need and that customers are always leaving with what they came in for. Mm-hmm. So we have an amazing software company that I work with, and they are always keeping things up to speed, making sure that I am updated as much as I possibly can be. When I came to office, I did switch to the newest version, which was a huge task, and I'm so grateful for my staff, all the hours they put in. Mm. But that was able to provide instant recording back to title companies. Mm. So we do e-recording, and we have also put in a program called SWIFT. Mm. So when a document, if it's a paper document, is recorded, we can send it back instantly after reviewing it and recording it.
Cool.
So we no longer have to mail things. Mm. We no longer have to wait for somebody to come in. It's very fast. Mm. So I have reached out, obviously, to our title companies. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
They do appreciate the quick turnaround on that.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really has. And it sounds like it's changed quite a bit even from when you started 6 years ago.
Yes, they did not have that service at that time. So, like I said, that software is changing every day.
Yeah, I can imagine. And with that, as we touched on in the beginning of this conversation, bringing it full circle, we're able to protect people better. We're able to really watch out for people better because of there's always I remember when I was one of my first jobs, I was working at Deja Vu Video. That's a throwback. Anybody that remembers that. And they had these magazines that were specifically for the video rental store. And on the magazine, they had this thing there that could help you prevent people from dubbing your tapes, your cassette tapes. It prevented that. And on the very next page was a device to counter that device. That's the world we live in with technology. There is always going to be that kind of that lower part of things that are looking for ways to find a chance to take advantage of a system or something like that. So it's so important to have this tech and to have it really up to date. And it sounds like that's something you're really on point about.
Yes, everything is digital now. Like Lance said, we don't save paper documents anymore, although they are really fun to go in the vault and look at. And if anyone ever wants to see it, stop on in. I'll show you.
I mean, where they traded 3 mules for 2 acres.
That's the thing.
I'm serious. You know, it's from a realtor's perspective or for a property owner's perspective, there are some counties within our state where documents don't get recorded for days, even weeks. I don't know if we ever hit months. But, you know, there's a lot of comfort in knowing that when something goes over to Tiffany's office in our courthouse, it's really, it is instant. So in the world of real estate, there's gap insurance to cover things that happen between the time of a title search and the recording of the document. I'm not encouraging anybody not to do that. I use it all the time. But the fact is, they're so effective and efficient that it really minimizes that that exposure. And I know we're getting close, but you got some pending legislation. Can you talk? Do you have time to touch on that, or can't you touch on that yet?
Well, there's quite a bit coming up.
Maybe we save that for the next show.
Yeah, there's so much. Yeah.
if you do, we have a minute or two left. If you want to just highlight anything.
Well, right now, I'd love to give a huge shout out to Representative Krug. He has been incredible to work with and very approachable. He right now is going to spearhead a project, hopefully for us, on updating Chapter 5943, which is a function that we operate with every day. It is very outdated. It needs definitions. It needs subsections updated. And he was ready and willing to take it on and move it along quite quickly. So just a huge thank you to him.
Yeah. I've heard of this Scott guy. He seems all right. No. Scott joins us once a month. We love Scott. We appreciate what he does for our community. And that's really cool to hear. It's also something that I don't think Scott would bring up himself. So thank you. We appreciate that. And if people have follow-up questions, Tiffany, want to know more, not only about deeds, but have follow-up questions about some of the things that we've touched on today, how can they get in touch with you?
715-421-8450 is our office number. We also have a general email. If you go to the county page and choose Register of Deeds, you can contact us on there as well. One other thing, James, that I forgot to mention, I do have flyers available for the property fraud alert. There are currently a couple attorney's offices that hand them out during closings. So if anybody wants them, contact me. I'm happy to deliver them.
And that contact information one more time.
715-421-8450.
You did it, Tiffany. You're done. You did it. Nice work. Really nice work. Looking for it. You did too good, though. Now you got to come back. That was the catch. You did too good. We didn't tell you that. Lance and I didn't want to tell you that part.
But thanks.
Lance, we always appreciate the time. People have follow-up questions for you, and how can they get in touch with you?
Same way, you know. The easiest way, I always laugh, I can give you all that information. Google me. No, but information is available through the county. We always look forward to that. Transparency, you talked about sharing opportunities with our other department heads and elected officials so they can get the word out. Thanks, James.
Yeah, thank you, Tiffany, thank Lance. You, thank you both so much for the time and what you do for our community. Appreciate you. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.